Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special carpaccio for you, right?
Yes. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio. Oh.
On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
I didn't know, like you said before, that the Blues goalie who tried to steal that puck last night, Alex Ovechkin's 900th goal, think about that. Already had a bad reputation. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Sal Capaccio with us now on the Western Hotline. Sal, would you say you had authority over sports? Would you kick Jordan Binnington out of the league for that act last night, or would you also have him serve time? Would it be just kick him out of the league, or would you make sure he did time for that?
Like in prison?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
That might be a little bit too far. I heard a theory today, too. This has been talked about today. I've been talking with some people. I heard a theory today, too, that he actually, even before, because Bulldog right.
Yeah.
He has this reputation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you hear, bro? Like, he might have had another puck
before the game. He had a stunt puck. So like he planned, if Ovechkin scores, I'm going to keep the puck. And then when I get called out on it, I'm going to give them back the fake puck, the stunt puck, basically. I love stunt puck.
Love a stunt puck.
Did you guys already talk about this? I'm sorry.
No, not really. This specifically. We talked about his reputation. That's where Mike learned that he is like an all-time jerk already within the league. I mean, he just I don't even know if his teammates like him. But I'm sure, whatever, when he wins for them, it's all
there
fine.
Might be value in just carrying a puck around. In certain situations.
Maybe. I mean, Ovechkin wasn't too happy about it. He's like,
I'm
comment.
Not going to comment. Yeah, no, right.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I just heard in the update, Jordan Kyrou is a healthy scratch.
Yes.
Like, this is the dude that, like, we were all like, oh, my God, could the Sabres trade for this guy? I just went back and looked to make sure I wasn't like,
you're right.
Was I wrong?
He's
over 100 goals over the last 3 years.
He's got three 30-goal seasons in a row.
Yes.
And he's not off to – he's got 4 goals, 8 points maybe, or 8 assists or whatever.
4-4.
So, it's not terrible. But, yeah, they're spiraling.
Wow.
They played 14 games. Last night was the fourth time in a game this year they've been behind by 4 or more goals. Like they're just getting stomped in.
Can't wait for that to happen again tonight.
Right. So it's just like shakeup time. I think the coach even said, there's any number of guys I could take out, but he might be going for maximum effect. I'm going to bench, one of our, or if not our best guy, and like see if we can't get a fire lit here. What they need is saves.
Binnington's not playing tonight either, right?
No, Hofer is the other guy.
Hofer?
They're both hovering around 850 save. They're terrible. They are giving up goals. I saw Expected Buffalo tweets out these game charts, and their goals below expected or saved goals saved above expected is like minus 18 or something. Like they are just getting no goaltending at all.
This guy's name is pronounced Hofer.
I think that's right.
It should be.
I think so.
H O F E R. It should be H O F E R. Hall of Fame. Shouldn't it be H O F E R? His goals against is 5.02.
Yeah, that's a bad number.
Who is he? Gilles Melosh?
Well, they better. Sabres, with their 20 forwards injured, better still take advantage of this guy.
I know, tonight. Right. The Sabres are not. That lineup is
classic matchup.
Pretty skint.
Gilles Melosh catching strays. He was good. I just thought of a name that I thought was funny. Okay. To the Bills and the injury report. I didn't see this first, but I had friends in a group thread talking about Cook's injury from having missed practice yesterday, and one of the Twitter doctors was tweeting about how he didn't like how the injury looked. Then as soon as I went to Twitter, I saw he's practicing. So much ado about nothing.
The Twitter doctors, right? I don't know what to say about that other than, you know, I think the thing you can gain from it more than anything when you saw yesterday was the fact, Mike, that he finished the game last week.
Yeah.
That matters to me a lot. He finished the game and he spoke at the podium. He was even asked about a little bit. And, you know, now it's always a chance you unwrap your foot. He had it taped up. There's some swelling or there's some soreness. Totally, that can happen. But the fact that it appeared his injury happened very early in the game and that he finished the game was an encouraging sign. But you never know. So we advance on to today. And as you guys know, we are only able to watch a very limited portion of practice, like stretching and individual drills. He was out there for stretching, and I watched him. He was doing running back drills. So, you know, that's a good sign. I saw him going over bags and cutting, so, you know, hopefully everything's on track for him to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I've just seen, just in the few minutes between last segment and the start of this segment with you, a clip from a Kay Adams show where, and guys, take this for what it's worth, but Cook is on that show saying, like, I'll be fine for Sunday. Like, you know, guys often say that, and it's not always, you know, it's not official or anything, but it feels very much like it's trending towards him playing.
It feels like yesterday was a, let's just back off for a day here, you know, and make sure he gets right and he feels right type of day. I mean, he's carried quite a bit of load here, and including last week. And, you know, he's a big part of their offense. I mean, just look at right now what they're doing compared to last year and not doing with other running backs in the roster. I mean, this guy is it, right? He's the guy. He has become the bell cow. That's really has. Which is really interesting, the way that they've approached this position, where it's kind of way different than in years past. That said, guys, I mean, I'm sure that the rushing title would be very important to him, and missing a game would suck. Not that it's about individual accolades, but let's also remember he's from South Florida. You know, I mean, he grew up there, and it's probably an important game for him to want to play against the Miami Dolphins down there.
Well, look, I mean, this doesn't exactly – it's not a smoking gun here, but I have been worried about his usage, like him being overused. And, you know, he got hurt at the beginning of the game, so it's not like, you know, you can – oh, you – but he still played 70% of the snaps in the Chief game after having suffered some degree of an injury early in the game. I get that his value being on the field, and that's a game you want to win, and like I understand it all. I think it might speak to the failure of the other running backs to come through, that they had to lean on him that much after having already suffered an injury in the game.
It could very well be. It's a really good question. I just had this exact same conversation with Andy Young, our buddy from Spectrum News. Him and I had this exact same conversation today about it, which is, Is it because Cook is just so good you can't take him off the field? Or is it, look, we're not really feeling it and trusting him? Ray Davis has really not played much this year, and he's not getting the ball much. And when he's been out there, he hasn't done much, quite frankly. But he's not far removed from last year of really playing a big role. Ty Johnson, same thing. He's been a big part of this. Now, he did score a touchdown. It feels like I have to go back and look at his snap counts. He's been getting a little bit more run. But it could very well be that. It could just be that he is so good, and even though he got banged up, I don't care. He's so good, and we're going to be fine, and we have a good offensive line, and he's not taking big shots, and his yards before contact are good, so we can still protect him here in this situation. It could be that as well.
Yeah.
Of why he stayed on the field and still became that guy despite, you know, having that injury early on.
He has increased his value, like, and it's great that it at least happened after he got the contract. Because if he were, if this gap between he and Davis really was, it's just what I'm talking about. Johnson is going to have his role as the third down back, and they trust him blocking and all that. Really, it's that Davis, the gap between Davis and Cook, I think, has grown this year. Last year, I wouldn't say it was like a dead heat or anything. Cook was the better player, but it wasn't as wide a gap between the two. Davis just has not come through at all for them when given a chance. So no, they've had to lean on Cook.
Yeah, sorry, I'm looking right now. Last year, basically, when he had his highest percentage, guys, he never played a game. Actually, week one against Arizona, he did. After that, never played a game with over 59%. Never got to 60% snaps. This year, he's already played two games over 70%.
Right.
And one over 66. Three games over 70%. 75 last week. So, yeah, I don't know what to make of it necessarily. I don't want to believe, but I think about this. I don't want to believe it's we paid him, we're playing him. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. I don't think the Bills would operate that
Me
way.
Me either. I think that would be really short-sighted.
Exactly. So I think it's he has done everything. And I'm going to go back to training camp. And when James talked to us about his contract before he signed it, when everything was going on, he said he had a goal to be on the field more on third down, be on the field more in general. So whatever he did to give the coaching staff that confidence in him, good for him, because it's coming to fruition for what he told us he wanted to do.
Is there a good working theory on Davis not playing more other than Cook just needing to play more himself? Because when Davis has played, I mean, it's 2.1 yards per carry. Like they're not getting anything out of it. Even in games where Cook did great, you think maybe it would just he would fall right in. But is there any working theory on him?
I would say no, I don't think so. But if you want to get to things like, is he not as effective as an inside zone runner, right? Something like that, what they like to run. Is he's not as effective in the style that they're using with James Cook specifically right now at the offensive line. But it's not really any different than last year. And I thought he was pretty effective last year at times, right? So I don't really know. I can't tell you there is, to be quite honest with you.
I really would have thought. I remember Cook talking like that, and to me, you know what that sounded like? It's like, I want to work on my pass blocking and show this team that I can be reliable in that. And I don't know how many reps he would have had in this game Sunday, but I know there's one where he tried to pass block and got absolutely run over. And so what is happening, I think Johnson is still playing that role. Where the extra snaps for him are coming are Davis, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's funny. I don't know if you were involved in this conversation or not, but earlier this season, this has been a subject really all year already. Davis, it's not like he's dropped off like at some point this season. It just hasn't happened yet this year. And earlier this season, the guys on the morning show were running through last year's games. And aside from the Jet game where Cook wasn't active, most of the times that Davis got like the most of his work were games they were way ahead.
Sure.
Right.
Right. So
he hasn't truly been a real big integral part of like the offense. It's really been more of we're going to use you when, you know, we can get James out of the game.
Right.
Minnesota did an interesting thing last week with Detroit and Jahmyr Gibbs. Simplifying it, basically they just blitzed every time he was on the field and forced the Lions to keep him in. Which Campbell talked about later is like, we got that wrong.
We
got
to figure out a pivot, yeah.
I think Matt Collar said on his podcast that maybe they did that 15 times in the game and got 7 sacks out of it. And Gibbs had like a nothing day. Can't be that easy, but it seemed to be a working strategy there for the Vikings in an upset win. All right, Sal, to the injury report.
Can I just add this one thing to it, by the way, real
quick?
Yes, yes. It is funny. I'm looking at the snap counts. Reggie Gilliam, I know he's a fullback, and I get it, but because of the style of offense and what they're running right now, 61%, this is for the season, 61% Cook, Ty Johnson, 27, Reggie Gilliam, 24. Reggie Gilliam's been on the field for a quarter of the Bills' offensive plays, and then it's Ray Davis at 12%.
And he also hasn't touched the ball yet. this
That's
year.
That's right.
Gilliam.
Yeah.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. Is Benford the name we're listening for tomorrow morning, maybe, with McDermott? Down, limited DNP, played 100% of the snaps, speaking of snap counts, last week, but something came up.
Yeah, I think that's the one. Not good today that he did not practice today. So after showing up at the injury report yesterday as limited, not knowing he'd be on the injury report, and then showing up, as we talked about, could be a number of things. Looks like he did probably do something in practice, because now he goes from limited to DNP today. So I think we're probably looking at Max Harrison getting his first NFL start on Sunday. AJ Epenesa, still in concussion protocol, has not practiced this week at all. Shaq Thompson, still dealing with the hamstring, has not practiced this week at all. Sam Franklin, special teams ace and safety, was out today but with an illness.
You know, with this news about Epenesa, and we'll see what comes of that, but that he's still in the protocol and hasn't taken any, right, he's not progressing through it.
No.
He's still at the, right, so the week's going
to... Not at least to the point to be on the field at all.
Right, that's so right. The week could run out on him. You know, we spent a lot of today and really all this week, Sal, talking about Brandon Bean and his job performance at...
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The trade deadline, Landon Jackson is a third round pick. They've lost Michael Hoyt. They might be down at Epenesa. You know, athletically, I guess, looking at measurables even, I feel like Landon Jackson, could you ask him to try to do the things that Hoyt was being asked to do in this defense? Like, maybe that's too much on his plate. I don't know. But a third-round pick that has barely played, and now it's a position of need, is really going to shine a light on him, I think.
I agree. I don't think you can ask him to do that. He is more of a edge-setting defensive end is really what he is. I don't think you could really ask him to play that role, to play off the ball, to move inside, stand up. And that also, by the way, it's not just what really the Bills, they lost in Michael Hoyt, which we all saw on the field. I mean, he was just a guy that could do so many things so well athletically. They also really lost a lot of the IQ that he brought to the table. I mean, he's an Ivy Leaguer, went to Brown, and he would set the defensive front on passing plays a lot of times. Watch him before the plays. He was pointing out. He was showing what's going on. Like, that was his role. To me, like, that you don't have to have the person who replaces Michael Hoyt to do that, right? You could have other people do that.
Yeah.
I get it. But I just think to throw Landon Jackson into there when he's been inactive, to me, Landon Jackson needs to be, hey, go out there, set the edge for us, and maybe get after the passer a couple times a game. That would really be a big benefit to allow other people to do those
things.
Yeah,
maybe he's purely an Epenesa replacement if Epenesa doesn't play and Javon Solomon plays that, like, that interior role, because he has been doing that in the absence of Hoyt, right?
That's right, Javon Solomon. And as you guys brought up the other day about, you know, Dorian Williams being on the roster and a guy that might be able to do something like that.
Yep.
He's a little bit different, Dorian Williams, because you know he is an off-ball linebacker. Javon is used to playing down in the line of scrimmage, so he can get a little closer. He understands how that game is particularly played right there. But Dorian Williams has been used as a spy quite a bit in his NFL career. So I think you'd be comfortable if Dorian Williams has to be that guy there in the middle. But probably Javon is the guy immediately that goes to more of the Hoyt role.
Some guys have been trending up. Does Josh Palmer play this week?
Good question. I think it's looking good for him. The fact that, you know what actually tells me more about Josh Palmer isn't this week. It's that he actually practiced last week a little bit.
Right.
Like, he's been on the field for over a week now. So to me, that's a really good sign. He started practicing last week. So you add that in with two limited days over the last couple of days. And I think that's looking a lot better for him. And then Joey Bosa with the wrist injury yesterday, he was a DNP. He did have his wrist either taped up, cast. So his wrist was covered today. So you could see that. But he was practicing. He was out there, which is good news, obviously.
Okay. That's all I got. One more. Actually, I just thought of it. We talked about this for a minute earlier. Tonight's game.
Yeah.
What's better, the Raiders upset to close the gap for the Chiefs, or a Denver win so that Kansas City is closer to, you know, buried?
Mike, do you realize that right here in front of me, I have a sheet of paper that it says, if Mike asks you, do you have any questions for us?
This is it?
That was the question.
Oh.
Who do we want to win
tonight? What's better for the Bills tonight?
Yeah.
It's a good question, because I was actually going to throw it out on social, too, to see what Bills fans said. So my first inclination is to go, well, listen, you're kind of with the Broncos here. You want to keep pushing these teams down, and the Bills have an opportunity. And then I thought, well, let me go look at the Broncos schedule. They have the Chiefs still twice. I can't imagine they're going to beat them twice. They probably lose next week, actually. The Chiefs are coming off a bye. So I think that them winning tonight is fine. I think the Broncos winning tonight is fine, because I think they'll probably split with the Chiefs, and you're going to get a loss there anyway. I don't know. I think that's the way I would want to look at it here, because they still have the Commanders, the Raiders, the Packers, the Jags, and then the Chargers at the end. There's some winnable games here for them, but I think that's where I land right now, which is, you know what? Maybe let them win tonight. But if they lose, I don't think you're upset if you're a Bills fan, to be honest with you.
You're going to be happy either way, one of those games. Happy
I guess
either
so.
Way.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, unless you have money on it and, you know, you're betting one team or the other.
And you don't get that Trey Tucker anytime touchdown. Otherwise, you're going to have a great night.
Right.
Okay.
Or the Adam Troutman.
Oh, well, how about, wait, I heard today on NFL Live, here's for your prop bets and things like that. Maybe Joe said something like this. Apparently, the Broncos are terrible at defending tight ends, and tonight they face Brock Bowers.
Good. Oh, I feel like my life depends on
Mike
Brock Bowers.
Mike has a lot of interest in Brock Bowers, yeah.
It really is how it feels. I'm glad it's not literally
true.
We
didn't get to this earlier, but Mercedes Lewis, I just saw half an hour ago, has been brought up from the practice squad for Denver. So if you like a depth tight end, that's sort of our little niche here in the gambling on the Thursday night games,
He's
12-1 for a touchdown.
And he becomes the oldest non-kicker in the league once he steps on the field tonight, I think, Lewis. 41? All right, well, too bad you can't bet on that, because it's known information. Nice to be able to just bet on something you know.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sal. Talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Yep.
There you go. That's Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
I'm right with the room here on Denver, but if they dominate tonight, we're talking about them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
At least a little bit. We might be anyway, but
I don't.
8-2.
The room wanting them to win. I think I still want the Raiders. I'm not sure I want to ride with Sal.
Just mean like fine either way almost.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Is how I feel the way he was talking.
Yeah.
But if they look great, they don't have Sertan. The Raiders can make you look great. The Raiders made the Chiefs look great.
Yeah.
And then we all went, oh, Kansas City's all the way back, and they came here and couldn't block. So that's the NFL. 803-0550. What do you think? Raiders at Broncos. Denver about a 9-point favorite. The Sabres host St. Louis tonight. Pregame at 6 with Paul Hamilton. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.